morning. It's approximately, okay, we're going, we're on the record now?
Yes.
Okay, it's approximately 9:10 a.m. on March the 3rd, 2011. We're in Suite 907 of the DNA building in Agana, Guam. I'm Anthony Camacho. I'm presiding as hearing officer over in the appeal of JMI Edison. That's OPA-PA-11-001. Will the members of the Office of Public Accountability please identify themselves for the record? We're here today.
Ann Camacho, analyst.
Mayor Prosperis, auditor.
Thank you. Will the appellant's counsel please identify himself for the record and any institutional representatives with him this morning?
Good morning. My name is Joshua Walsh. I'm with Kecker Torres and Kecker, and we represent the appellant, JMI Edison, in these proceedings. No one from JMI Edison is here. I'm here representing the organization.
Okay. Will the counsel for the purchasing agency please identify himself and any institutional representatives with him this morning?
My name is Benjamin Abrams, Assistant Attorney General, Office of the Attorney General.
Thank you, Mr. Abrams. Is there anybody with you from the purchasing agency?
No, not at the moment. Mr. Weisenberger may show up later, but for now, it's just me.
Okay. Will the counsel for the interested party please identify himself and any institutional representatives with him this morning?
Thank you. Jeff Cook, Cunliffe and Cook for Med Farm, and with me is Ms. Ruby Caruso, who is a employee of Med Farm.
Thank you, Mr. Cook. Well, we were going to hold the pre-hearing conference this morning. I noted that with the amended filing schedule, the parties have submitted, or the purchasing agency has submitted its amended agency report. Is that correct?
That's right, Mr. Hearing Officer.
And then the appellant has had the opportunity to submit its comment on the agency report?
And we've done so.
Okay. Likewise, the interested party, MedForum, has submitted its comment on the agency report.
Just for the record, we did not file a new report or comment on the report because the our analysis of the amended record didn't justify anything. So we would just ask that if our initial filing be considered our filing also to the amended record.
Okay. Well, just for the record, all previous filings will be considered.
Okay. That was my understanding. That's why I didn't just repeat.
So your initial comments, your original comments will be considered.
Yep. That's what we were submitting.
Thank you, Mr. Cook. And then Mr. Abrams, did the purchasing agency have the opportunity to submit a rebuttal on the comments?
We tried, but we didn't get very far. It was stamped received, and then after that, someone here must have had second thoughts, and they drew a big X through it. So something I have never seen before. Our best efforts to ascertain by telephone why this occurred were to no avail. Nobody returned our calls. And the rule clearly allows for a rebuttal statement.
Okay, is there I don't have a copy of the...
Mr. Camacho, let me explain. The messenger came to our office. It was just the cover sheet. There was no text. There was no narrative. It was just the cover sheet. So consequently, I called the office and I left a message. The messenger also called the office and tried to just find out where was the attachment. So we gave the documents back to her, the messenger, with the instructions that it be completed and then brought back to us, but it didn't come back to us.
You see, what we did was, in that one single sheet, if anyone had read it, is we adopted the comments on the agency report by MedFarm as our rebuttal, because they said it all. And that's what this one sheet she referred to as a cover sheet said.
We apologize. An oversight on our part. So
that's okay. Can I resubmit it?
Resubmit it, please.
Yeah. For the record,
if all you're going to do is adopt MedFarm's comments on their original agency report as your rebuttal, that will be so considered then.
Fine.
Okay. You need not submit an additional filing. Okay.
That's right.
But we will, based on your verbal statements, adopt MedFarm's comments on the agency report as the purchasing agency's rebuttal.
Thank you very much. That'll be fine.
And have all the parties received the purchasing agency's March 2nd waiver of formal hearing? It was filed at 4:05 p.m. last night.
From us, the appellant.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes.
The appellant, I apologize.
Yes, well, we were served yesterday afternoon at 3:50 a.m. here.
Mr. What was this document again, Mr. Hearing Officer?
The appellant's waiver of formal hearing.
I was assuming we received it, but I was in and out of the office and can't be here on time this morning so quickly. I didn't see it, but I acknowledge that it was done, and I'm being handed something. It looks like a copy of it now. That's fine.
All right, so pursuant to the appellant's waiver of formal hearing, and the fact that no other party has filed a request for a hearing in this matter, we are then going to take the this issue under advisement and issue a decision probably in the next 30 days based on all the documents filed to date in this matter, with the amendment of the we will adopt Med Farm's comments to the agency report as the purchasing agency's rebuttal to the recent comments file. Okay. Are there any other issues we need to take up at this time?
I have a question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
If either of the three parties would like to file a final memorandum, would you feel benefited by that, or do you think it's been? Do you think our positions are well enough documented so that you don't need them?
Well, they're well enough adopted, but if you want, I could allow you. You may submit a memorandum on remedies, what you believe the remedy in this case should be based on the filings, and I'll accept those up to Tuesday. Next week, which is, I don't have my calendar with me.
Tuesday of next week is the 8th.
Okay, 4, 8.
March 8th.
11 at 5 o'clock p.m., basically the close of business. So I'll submit an order to that effect today, and that's the brief concerning remedies or what the parties feel. You're not required to submit one now, okay, but if you feel you must or you desire to, you may.
Could you please elaborate, if you don't mind, just to make it absolutely clear, what is meant by the term remedies?
Well, the Guam procurement law and regulations basically state certain remedies in the event that breach of the procurement law is found or proven. And there are some options there. For example, there is the option of ratifying the contract. Likewise, there's the option of terminating the contract or the solicitation. These are just examples, but likewise, if there is no breach, certainly a party could argue that as no procurement laws have been violated, you know, certainly there should be no, you know, no one's entitled to a remedy. Okay.
Fine. That's
and that's what it's limited to now. Okay. You need not re-argue every single position in your case. Likewise, the public auditor, as she goes through the facts of the case, will inevitably review that paragraph if a breach is in fact found. But this is your opportunity to argue what you think the remedy ought to be based on the facts of this case. And like I said, this is more of a it's not required, but I'll give you a deadline of next week, Tuesday, the 8th, to submit that memorandum concerning your remedy, or what you think the remedy ought to be. And I do this normally we do this in the, when we have a formal hearing, and it's usually 48 hours after the hearing is concluded. Okay, but I'll give the parties, if they desire some additional briefs, to do that as well. Okay.
That's fine. Thank you.
Is that acceptable, Mr. Walsh?
Yes, and just for preservation of the record, to the extent that we're doing something on remedies, we completely understand and agree with that. We've just put in our objection on the record, to the extent that any party submits anything that re-argues what would have been required to be submitted in comments or rebuttals or reports. But I think you've made that clear. So.
Yeah, it's just based on what you think the remedy ought to be in this case. That's all. Nothing more. Okay. All right, that done, then the matter will be taken under advisement. Written decision shall follow within 30 days after the public auditor receives the briefings, are basically 30 days after March the 8th. March the 8th. And this hearing is officially concluded at 9:20 a.m. You're off the record. Thank you.
Thank you.